Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
What's up, Ears Edition listener? It's Josh Johnson, writer for The Daily Show. You're about to hear an episode of one of our original Daily Show podcasts, Hold Up, hosted by me and Daily Show correspondent Dulce Sloan. It's where we take our office banter into a weekly war of words about topics big and small. In this episode, we debate carpet versus hardwood floors. We chat about which option takes less time to clean, the perils of carpet burn, and why carpet in the bathroom should never happen. Tune in to find out which side of the debate we each land on. And if you like the show, check out the Hold Up podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
You've had a carpet burn as an adult. It's very easy. All you got to do is catch yourself on some carpet and slip a little. And it's all the risks.
It's not how I got it.
Oh. Well, there are other ways.
There are other ways.
Yep.
There are other ways. And we'll just say there are other ways.
There's really only one other way that I know. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up. This is the show that is, it's really just two people arguing about things that don't really matter, but they matter to everyone, but not in a huge way. It's not going to affect your life that much at all. I'm Josh Johnson. I'm a writer for The Daily Show, and I'm a co-host of the podcast. I'm joined by...
Dulce Sloan! Bridges! Brah, 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 brah! I'm a correspondent of The Daily Show. I'm a stand-up comedian. I love Jesus, and one of my favorite things to do is make Josh make the face he's making right now.
Today, we're going to be talking.
You weenie.
Me weenie? I've done nothing. I've done nothing today. I'm not a weenie at all, all right? I'm a grown man, okay?
Grown men can be weenies.
Look, I'm not one. I am not a weenie, okay? You remember that. You tell the streets. All right?
When they talk about me.
In the streets, I am the whole dog, all right? I am not a weenie, okay? Thank you. We're not going to be talking about the streets today. Today, we're going to be talking about the insides, all right? We're talking about carpet versus hardwood floors.
You know how weird that sounded?
It didn't sound that weird. I was not talking about the streets, talking about the insides.
That didn't sound weird to you?
When you let it linger like that, it becomes weird. But if you if you would just go ahead and talk normal when it was normal, it wouldn't be weird, you know? Mm. But when you leave a silence in a room, it becomes weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just me.
100%.
Fuck out of here.
Tell the people where you land on this debate of carpet versus hardwood floors.
I'm going to have to say, as someone whose hips and back have been suffering on these hard-ass floors.
Oh, wow.
Since I left the great state of Georgia. Because, see, my mama's house had hardwood and carpet, and I loved being upstairs. Okay. You know what wasn't upstairs? Hardwood. So many places have people are like, oh, carpet's gross. Carpet's not gross if you clean it. You make nasty. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Carpet is nice. It's soft. you know. And mm-hmm. if you get the chance, you can shuffle your feet on it and shock your brother or your mom. Or every once in a while, you can static electricity shock your cat. Not on purpose.
Uh-huh. Or just going to pick up the cat. You've been on the floor all day.
Or they shock you. That's interesting. A cat miracle came up and she went zoop. And we were both very much caught off guard.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was
imagine
like,
a cat looking at its paws being like, more powers?
There's a video of a cat on memory foam.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, they step down and it goes back up. It step down, yeah. goes back up. And at one point, the cat's like walking backwards, looking at his paw prints, but they keep popping up. And then the cat just looks at his paw. He's like, step, step, step. The fuck? Like, he just looks at his hand like, am I not doing what I'm supposed to be doing?
Cats also have so much confidence.
Yes.
That to see one be like, is it me?
Mm-hmm.
Is particularly... is like particularly insane, where usually cats are like, no, I know better than water.
Cat.
All right,
calm yourself.
I'm gonna go ahead and lick the back rather than dip it in some water and actually clean it. I'm gonna lick it until I feel like it's clean. That's the amount of confidence that cats have, right? Mm-hmm. So for a cat to look at its own paw and be like, maybe it's me,
I don't,
that does not happen in nature.
No, it's because there's no memory foam in nature. It's wild because even humans are like, I'm just supposed to bounce on this thing and then everything. And I get up and it's not shaped like me. Wow.
Okay.
So I'm saying this carpet is soft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And hardwood be fucking up sciaticas. I love when you start a story like this.
I had a boy back in the day who his girl was cheating and he found out from the memory phone.
Josh.
Because the dude had just left when he got there.
Josh.
And it wasn't like a cartoon. It wasn't like a perfect imprint, but it was just like, you don't take up that much space on a bed.
Josh, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, Johnson. I... Will not.
Did I ever tell you? Oh, man.
Fucking wild, Josh Johnson. I can. How does anyone?
I mean, it was one of those things, too, where I'm sure if he didn't think about it, it wasn't gonna like, really occur to him. But
because of the memory foam.
Because of the memory foam. And once again, not some perfect imprint, not some head to toe foot, you know, Looney Tune through a wall imprint.
Not Kool-Aid Man through your side door.
No, not Kool-Aid Man in the mattress. I'm saying it was just too big of an indention coming back up off the bed.
So he knows what his shape is.
He knows what his shape is.
And then he saw that shape and said, oh, that's not
me. I just walked in.
That's not my backside. Yeah. But also, how is there an indention if I haven't been here?
And that dude just left. But yeah, carpet is also, yeah, you think carpet's comfortable and everything. I'm with you.
What I am against is carpet in a bathroom. That's a bad idea.
That is wild. And I've seen it a couple times just in, this is the wildest thing to me about when people choose to put carpet in and they do it in a bathroom or they just do it in a place that doesn't make a lot of sense. One of the reasons that there's been a turn this decade,
yeah.
against carpet,
yeah.
onto my side, onto the hardwood floor side of the argument, is because cheap hotels, motels, they've done carpet dirty. And they become a representative, an unwanted representative of the carpet brand that this is just covering something up, that this is just dirty.
Now, yeah, because they've done carpet dirty, meaning that not that they've been inappropriate to carpet, is that when they're doing carpet, the carpet is dirty.
The carpet's dirty, and it doesn't actually, I don't even know what you would call it. Someone who actually does interior design would know what it is. But mm-hmm. I've never seen in a motel a carpet that was flush to the wall. It's either an inch short, so you see what the real floor looks like, or it's like slightly riding up the wall in the corner.
Where you be staying?
This is where I was staying. This is where I'm staying now. Where you be staying? Come on. You know what? You know my literal struggle.
I can't say. I mean, listen, I've been in a hotel where there was a Band-Aid stuck to the wall. So I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I'm not going to say that I haven't lived this life. I haven't been in a smoking hotel room in Middle Tennessee. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to tell that lie on myself.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say, I noticed that now cheaper hotels, one, it probably is easier to maintain. If you're a cheap-ass hotel,
yeah,
it's probably easier to maintain not having carpet. One, spills are much easier to get in. Nothing's seeping down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see the motivation. The hotels are always cold as shit. Mm-hmm. And the floor is so slippery. Like, I'm never in a situation where I'm like, I wanted to bust my ass today. Like, I'm not that, I don't know why busted my ass always seems to be the option. Like, I just can't live. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because the floors are so slippery. It's like,
Yeah.
Oh, I've never wanted to meet Jesus like this. I want to, you know, go on my sleep like a Christian, surrounded by my loved ones and one good enemy.
That would be funny to just be on your deathbed and look over at somebody and be like, see how many people love me? Beep.
My friend Lace Barrowley, she's an amazing comedian. She's like my sister. She always says that when she dies, she wants to be on a funeral pyre.
Mm.
Pushed out like in the middle of Lake Lanier, and she wants one of her biggest enemies to row out to this burning funeral pyre, light a cigarette off of her burning body, go bitch, and then row back to shore.
what kind of life do you have to be living to have the type of enemies with the upper body strength to row out to the middle of a lake while burning.
Yep.
And not a lake that can get a little choppy if it catches some wind.
Yeah. Lanier, yeah. A death lake to start with. Yeah. You're already violating the law by burning a body on this lake.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But to have someone row out to your body, light a fire, bitch, and then honestly... Also, if this person's your greatest enemy, they have to agree to this.
Yeah, yeah. They have to hate you so much that they're like, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Like, you know what, bitch? I will come to your funeral.
I'll bring my own oars.
It's like, yeah, she deserved to die, and I hope she burns in hell. Like, that's what we're doing.
My thing is, I'll pitch you this real quick.
Ooh, I love a pitch.
I think that there's a stigma on hardwood floors that they are what make you really bust ass and crack skull and bang knee, right? But let's not forget that carpet is not innocent here. It's not some innocent bystander. It's not some sweet catch-all. Ooh, you failed. Let me catch you on this soft carpet. No, it's not all that. It's not all it's cracked up to be. There's a dark side to carpet that y'all need to understand. It's called carpet burns.
We know.
Mm-hmm. No, y'all don't act like you know, though.
We were
all the carpet people that I know want to act like they've never slid and burned.
Okay, it's been... First of all, I'm not a child. So I don't think I've had a... That's not true.
You've had a carpet burn as an adult. It's very easy. All you got to do is catch yourself on some carpet and slip a little. And it's all the wrists.
It's not how I got it.
Oh. Well, there are other ways.
There are other ways.
Yep.
There are other ways. And we'll just say there are other ways.
There are other... There's really only one other way that I know.
Openly discussed.
Yeah, there's really crazy. Now that I think about it, there are really only two ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is riding down the stairs, and you know, you're riding down the stairs, and you know, whatever your medium for sliding goes out from underneath you. That's how you do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other way. That's the only other way.
That's the E for everyone way.
Yes, E for everyone way to get carpet burns on your knees. Or
now, I do feel like the other thing is, you brought it up, this is a really great point.
Okay.
The cleanliness and the ability to keep these floors clean. Now, with a carpet, you're going to want to have not just a vacuum, but you're going to want to have the right vacuum for the texture of carpet that you have.
It's called the pile.
The pile?
The height of your carpet.
Really? Okay.
It's called
the
pile.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So old vacuums, remember that knob that used to be on the front of like those bag vacuums?
Yeah.
That was for the pile, because if you had, like, say you had a carpet that was just like a fade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a very short, like, low cut fade.
Mm-hmm.
You would have
uptown carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This carpet would line up.
Yeah, with some edges.
The carpet with some edges. Sidebar, can we talk about the ineffectiveness of the carpet sweeper?
Okay. I'm glad someone finally brought it up. It took about 20 years, but finally someone has brought up something that's bothered me for decades.
My entire childhood, they would be like, they'd give you this thing, and I'm just like, the fuck is this for? Like, the amount of times you went over one thing.
Yeah.
One thing. The worst was you would see somebody in a restaurant using one. You're like, ma'am.
That's not going to work.
You're going to spend your whole shift trying to get them crumbs from underneath that tape.
You will have one strong tricep and one regular tricep if you keep going.
You're going to be annoyed. You're going to be annoyed. You might as well just mop.
That's very funny. You might as well mop the carpet for all the good that you're doing.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life." Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The way that a carpet needs special care and attention if you're trying to keep it pristine, if you're trying to keep it like the day you bought it for years, you're going to have to do a little bit more than just like, oh, I bought a Dyson vacuum and, you know, I guess we're good, you know?
I remember one of the punishments as a kid was cleaning the carpet and not being allowed to use the vacuum. Like having to sweep carpet.
Yeah. You ever just get punished with a puzzle? That's...
Ooh. Right. And the thing is, but the secret is sweeping carpet.
Mm-hmm.
It's swift. You can't, like, you know, with a regular, like on a hardwood floor, you take a broom, you just slide it across.
Mm-hmm.
With a carpet, you really have to just do very quick motions.
Mm-hmm. Kinda to like, get it all, yeah, to get it all irritated and dusted up, yeah.
Yeah, to get it all dusted up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they started, like, when Carpet Fresh came out, everybody's house smelled wild as hell. Because Carpet Fresh smelled like something you put down for a pet. Like, yep. It never smelled like, ooh, now my house smells like a meadow. No, it's, ooh, you must have a dog.
I also think that, so we you know, we've talked about potential injury. We've talked about cleanliness. You know, that hardwood wins that one 100%. Easy floor, easy mop, easy Swiffer, you know?
Yes. But Swiffer, now Swiffer, we have to talk about Swiffer changed the game.
It did, yeah. I will say, before, so as someone who didn't grow up with a Swiffer the whole time, right? The Swiffer came later. There was a true difference. That was one of the first products. The Swiffer was one of the first products that was as easy to use as it actually looked in the commercial. A lot of those commercials like to make it look like they're making your life so much easier. The Swiffer really came through and was like, no, you know what? You could just stand here. You got the whole thing. Just stand here and do it. That's the whole thing right there.
And then it was like, okay, it was, here's like basically it's like, here's a Clorox, here's a baby wipe for your floor. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, and then when they got the Swiffer Wet Jet, nigga. You're telling me with just two AA batteries and some floor juice.
I do feel like it changed my perspective on cleaning too. Because it used to be when I had to sweep, I was like, all right, now I gotta get under the couch, gotta move the couch, gotta sweep under here. What? I mean, I'm not even gonna find any pennies. This is terrible. And then with the Swiffer, the way it attracted the dust.
Yes.
The way that it was like, no, you've done enough.
I got you.
Let me put in some work.
I got you.
I want to touch on something now that I feel like is it's not always considered. Because, you know, ideally, it's not going to happen to you. But, you know, you and I, we live in New York. I know you're blessed enough. I've been blessed enough to be in high floors.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody has that, you know? There are people that live below us. There's people that live below other people all the time. What would you rather your upstairs neighbor have? Hardwood? Clanking and clanking and clanking? Or carpet? I feel like this is one of the things where I have to concede a little bit, where carpet comes in over hardwood. Hardwood takes an L when it comes to neighbors. It really does.
I, in my other apartment, I had a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So I was recording the car, like, right north. And this person would vacuum every Friday. But I didn't know what they were vacuuming.
Yeah.
Because we all had hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing?
Hey, maybe within their hardwood, they have some spaces. Some of those wood pieces might have some spaces, like some extra gaps in the teeth, and they got to vacuum them out.
What I feel like, I was like, maybe they had rugs. Because the thing is, there's nothing to stop you from running a vacuum over a hardwood floor. I have a Roomba. A Roomba is like if you gave puppies, it's like if you gave a puppy or a kitten a job, is a Roomba.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, oh, it maps your house. No, the fuck it doesn't. It runs into walls.
Yeah. And then it goes, that's a wall.
It runs into walls until it runs out of power.
Yeah.
It fucks up your floorboards until it can't fucks them up no more. That's all a Roomba. And it's like, it's helpful because like, I don't have to clean my floor now.
Mm-hmm.
La Roomba is cleaning my floor. I get it. It's great. But, girl, put the bottle down. Just drunk.
The way that you said put the bottle, like the way that all this came together really was a mystery to me until you... Because you were saying something else, and then you just out of nowhere say, girl, put the bottle down. And I was like, I was trying to nod with you. I was trying to be like, okay, maybe this is going to be something.
Roomba drunk as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Being a Roomba, really. Just slamming a vacuum into walls.
Just truly, just really, real stuntman energy. But I can tell you that Roomba... That Roomba has fucked up three of my pedicures.
Oh, because it ran over your foot?
I mean, in the most disrespectful way.
So does it, how does it work? Does it run into your foot fast? How does that work?
There's a little bit of speed behind it, but it didn't just run into my foot. It ran over my foot.
Damn. I didn't even know they had that type of clearance.
I did not either until it chipped. Like, it's always chipping a big toe or a baby toe.
I thought they were really just sucking floor. And so the fact that it could go over, that's terrifying.
I think it's got an all-terrain setting.
Wait, what did you say?
An all-terrain?
No, wait. So you think it has an all... So to clean the outside too? Would you
put it... I think it's got a 4x4 setting.
So you would let it clean a mountain?
I think that they have adapted it to where, because it's like, it has to be able to go up things. So it has to go up on the carpet, go down to the floor. I'm not mm-hmm. saying it's going over stairs, but it has to deal with like probably different heights of things.
Okay.
So like, fuck it. Let's just put a 4x4 in this bitch.
All right.
What you mean?
I didn't say anything. I said, all right.
How did it? If not, how? If not me, when?
I feel like there's a huge amount of middle ground between what you just proposed and what it's actually doing.
You know,
the way that you're being like, if it's not that, then what could it be? Is not correct to me.
Are you a scientist?
this is what happens. You catch somebody in a wild projection, and then they immediately turn on you. Are you an engineer?
It's like, I'm what? Just asking, nigga. Are you a scientist? Okay, I want answers. We're both theater majors.
Yeah, but the fact that we both don't know doesn't mean one of us definitely knows.
But you were talking from a place that you thought you might know.
No, I'm talking from a place where that doesn't sound right.
You always do this to me.
I always do what?
You always do this to me. You make it sound like that I'm saying the wild thing.
Making what? It sound like?
What are you talking about?
Making it sound like.
Yes.
Making it sound as if it is not wild that you said that under the Roomba is all terrain.
I'm just saying, I don't know why they put a 4x4 in that bitch.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I mean, there's truly... no way, to me at least, no way that carpet comes out on top of hardwood. I think that hardwood has laid down a literal foundation for a beautiful and picturesque home. I think that carpet, sometimes it's very easy for carpet to be ruined. Let's talk about ruined for a second. Let's talk about damage, because
you really got to
smash hardwood.
All you to really ruin need it. girl I was friends with was having like a party at her parents' house. And her little cousin went in the den with a red drink.
Okay.
And the carpet was like white, like a light cream white color.
Can we just say very brave?
Very brave.
Very brave of them.
And all of us who were like young adults. So like late 20s, early 30s, all went, like, hey, come back. Yeah. And then her mom was like, oh, he's fine. And we went, excuse me, I don't live there. This isn't my house. But I was like, oh, I said, that little boy gave everybody flashbacks.
We're not, we don't have to go on a full tangent, but the bravery, the hubris.
The hubris. The fucking, and then the thing, we thought it was hubris, but then she was like, no, he's okay. And we weren't, no, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be in there with that.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, she was like, no, he's fine. And then my friend whose mom and whose house it was, she was like, you would have never let me in there. And we were like, we wouldn't have been allowed. And so, because we all refused, like there was older adults, like parent age in there with food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who was in the, like the 20s and 30s would not go in the den unless somebody was like, we're like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? It's okay for us to do this? Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Because of course they had like barbecue or something. We all refused to go in the living room.
Because the other issue at play.
Because we were traumatized.
Yeah.
That's the other. We were truly fucking traumatized. We could not even handle the idea.
Imagine ruining a part of your house or someone else's. That's the position the carpet can put you in.
You can destroy a hardwood floor.
Oh, it's much harder. There's nothing you can do to a hardwood floor that wouldn't also destroy a carpet floor.
You can't scratch carpet.
Yeah, but you can make a tear.
You can. But a tear in carpet is much easier to fix than a tear in hardwood. You can fuck up a hardwood floor. You can gouge it. You can stain a hardwood floor just like you can stain a carpet. It's easier to stain a carpet than it is to stain a hardwood floor. But it can be done. Now, I'll say for me in my house, I would prefer carpet just because, like in a hotel room, I understand not going to hard, even though whenever I'm in a hotel room that doesn't have carpet, it's always, I don't like that either. I do understand why cheaper hotels, like if I'm staying at a cheap hotel, please have a hardwood floor.
Yeah.
But if I'm staying at the London in LA, bro, come on. Give me some carpet. Give me a nice, now, luscious, you know the wildest place I've ever seen carpet? I was at Jamie Foxx's house.
Okay.
And this man had carpet outside that went almost right up to the pool.
That is wild. I mean, it's a brilliant thing, though, because that means when you're getting out of the pool and you're, you know, dripping on the floor, you're drying up as you're walking.
Right. So I'm sure it's specific indoor carpet, but the thing is, it was the same color as the carpet from the house.
So it really makes the pool feel like it's in the living room. I got you.
Or, you know, it's a continuous thing where you're like, and it was the softest carpet I've ever been on in my life. I don't know if they put foam underneath this outdoor carpet, put the steps down to the pool area, and then around the pool area, it was like spongy soft. Wasn't even
That's
wet.
That's wild.
It was nice, but I'm like, this is a, I don't, to attain those heights, because people are like, what's luxury?
Okay, yeah.
What's luxury? How do you know you've made it? Carpet by your pool? White carpet by your pool? Come on, dog. That's not a life many people get to live.
Right before we go ahead and kick it over to the listener, I want to go over some of our pros and cons of each, because I feel like that would be the most fair. I feel like we both agreed that when it comes to noise from upstairs neighbors, they could be noisy, but carpet has a clear advantage over hardwood. It dulls some of the bouncing, some of the walking, some of the dropping, you know.
Okay.
Whereas a hardwood really echoes. Cleaning, hardwood's going to be much easier to clean because of Swiffer, because of vacuums, because of brooms. And carpet has a bit more upkeep in the cleaning department. Okay. We talked about injuries. And while injuries are going to be more likely on a hardwood, don't think you can't get burned by carpet. It can happen. It can happen to all of us.
We've all been burned by carpet. Don't get it twisted.
And the last one is emotional. It is an aesthetic thing. It's literally, what do you feel like accompanies your ensemble the best, your decor in the home appropriately? And for me, it's hardwood. But for you, I see that it's carpet. But we want to know from you, the listener, what do you do? What would you rather if you don't have it? What do you like about what you have? And what do you think about what we said? Okay? You can let us know on any comment. You can obviously listen to the show. You can, you know, let us know through Daily Show, through any hold up posts that you see. Mm-hmm. We check our comments and everything. So let us know. Hit us up. Write us a review. Leave us 5 stars and let us know how you feel about at least one of us being right.
Yeah, I can say this is the most salient argument we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
We got ourselves in
One of those. Yeah.
Kudos. Mm-hmm. But also, it's, I think, where this is one where you, I'm very proud of you, because usually you get very attackful. And.
Oh, okay, I get attacked. Okay, all right,
what
cool.
What do you mean?
No. Okay. All right. As long as we've known each other, you're right. I'm the one. I'm the one that gets a little combative immediately, you know, that comes at you sort of sideways and stuff. That's me.
I'm not saying that I don't be saying stuff.
Yeah, just remember who called who a weenie at the top of the episode. Talking about you proud of me. All right. Okay. Cool.
Oh, wait, is this what gaslighting is?
Oh, I think, yes, I smell gasoline. If you like any of my little anecdotes, you should check out The Josh Johnson Show. It's my other podcast. It also comes out every Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. And do you have anything that you want to tell them before we go, Dulce?
I enjoy The Josh Johnson Show. Listen to my podcast, Hold Up with Dulce.
All right. Well, y'all have a great rest of the day and a wonderful weekend. We will catch you next time.
Sweep, 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 sweep.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.